about 8 p.m. in the evening and I'm just setting off back from the supermarket. It's quite a clear evening, just a bit of high cloud, and the sun is on its way down. It's quite glary at the moment. I'm just walking out across the entrance road to the supermarket and turning right. This sort of lighting conditions, it's getting to the stage which can be quite difficult. That sort of time when I'm not sure whether I should be using the cane properly or, as I have it at the moment, holding it by my side with the top folded down, using it like a half cymbal cane, half guide cane, feeling for curbs, but not actually sweeping it in front of myself. The conditions are difficult at times because my eyes take a long time to adjust between light and dark, and with walking back towards the glare but being plunged from pools of light into great areas of shadow make it very difficult to see at times, see different obstacles. It is, however, a bright evening, so where there is light I can see okay. Just passing over a sort of tactile paving there, but marking a crossroads, not a crossroads, a pedestrian crossing, and now I'm turning left. And it's like walking through a black hole, it's a bit. I've had the sun in my eyes, and now it's a lot more dim. It's also quite distinct where the pavement ends, where the verge begins. I do, however, have a wall on my left which I could see. Now I've gone into shade and can't see it. I'm navigating using several things. My sight tells me, looking ahead, I can see a pool of light at the end of a dark patch, so I'm aiming for that. With a little bit of peripheral vision I have, there's a great big gap of stuff that I don't see between that middle bit and the peripheral vision, but with that peripheral bit I sometimes catch sight of a wall or an obstacle, although usually if I'm going to walk into it, it's too late to do much about it. The road I'm walking down now is a fairly busy residential suburban street. It's lined by trees. The pavements, at least this pavement, has a large verge along, broken only by driveways. And quite a few bus stops and trees, and bushes, benches, bins, and all sorts of other street furniture to avoid. But the road is mostly fairly straight. The pavement isn't great, though. There are quite a few ups and downs. It feels slightly uneven in places, particularly around driveways where it tends to drop away. Feel slightly more vulnerable when I've got my both hands full. My left hand I'm carrying my shopping in, some of my shopping, the rest is in a rucksack, and in my right hand I'm carrying the cane. I do like to have a hand free, usually for emergencies, grabbing hold of something if I've misjudged a step or a route around an obstacle. You can no doubt hear there's a little breeze coming along here. This can be quite useful when it's darker than this. At times when I have to use my long cane, as I can tell where some obstacles are, dependent on how that wind changes, how the sound of it is muffled by going behind an obstacle. can do the sound the same with other sounds as well. The sound of a car, like the one opposite, then it goes behind another car. See, that engine just stopped before I got to that point, so I wasn't able to demonstrate it. If you can hear the water there, that's usually my mark that I'm about halfway along this residential road. Possibly slightly more distance on this side of it, but hopefully it won't take too long. The whole walk is about a mile, usually takes me just over 15 minutes or so to do. I am, however, a very, very fast walker for a visually impaired person, very fast for the level of sight I have. It means I do walk into things. I do try to slow down on the advice of my parents and others, but I tend to be very impatient to get to places. For instance, heading to the supermarket earlier, sandwiching it between the end of the Arches at 7:15 and closing time at the supermarket. Now and again get glimpses of the sun glaring between buildings. Oops, just missed a bin or something on the ground. Which obviously doesn't help my sight, having that very bright sun there. I think I'm about to walk into another glary bit, can see a bit more light across the pavement. Here we go. No, it's just down behind the buildings. The glare is bouncing off windows to my left. It's always a rather dangerous thought, but it's been a fairly uneventful walk so far. It's not unknown for me to have walked into a few bins and things by now. Perhaps it's not bin day. Some low flying bushes there. Another bus stop there, I think that's the third one. It suggests that we're coming up towards the end of the road soon. You can also hear the traffic slowing down for the T-junction at the end. Oop, and a bush. Very uneven at this part of the footpath. I think at times this road would be okay at night, using it with the long cane properly. There are lots of shorelines to follow, walls to the left, verge to the right, but the pavement is also pitted with holes and manhole covers and the like in all sorts of places, and so perhaps it wouldn't be entirely ideal. So yes, we are now coming up to the end of this road, a much, much busier road at the end. This leads down off the off the motorway, a couple of miles away. I've just turned left onto a pathway that has the most enormous cycleway you've ever seen in your life, taking up about two-thirds, three-quarters possibly even, of the total footpath width. You could probably fit three cyclists abreast down it. It squeezes the pedestrian into this tiny space on the either close to the road or the verge to the left. In these lighting conditions, however, I can at least follow the white line to help me get along to the right place. And now I'm at the pedestrian crossing, and we hope that we won't have to wait too long. There we go, pressed it. Hopefully it will go soon, and that was very quick indeed, even by standards of that crossing. There are two routes I can go. I'm going to take the slightly busier one, continuing alongside this major road. I've just come over some corduroy tactiles that suggest to me that I'm on the footpath side of a walkway that is has a cycleway going down it. And indeed, I now see the white line of the cycleway to my right. See if it's actually feedable. No, it's not feedable. It's slightly wider than the one on the other side of the road, the footpath side on here, but still the cycleway is quite wide as well. In their wisdom, the council implemented this path in such a way that the pedestrian has to walk into the cycle lane to walk around trees and other obstacles. There was also a slightly odd bit of corduroy tactile there for no apparent reason. No idea what that was for. Cyclists come along here, belting along at times at quite high speeds, going up towards the university. To my surprise there, I noticed in some part of my vision a line that I wasn't expecting. Completely forgot there's another corduroy there. I completely forgot there's a sort of junction bringing in cyclists off the road that crosses a pedestrian path. Pedestrians give way to cyclists. I can see in front of me now a tree blocking my path. Look behind me. Not that I'll see the cyclists, but hopefully they might see me, and I've gone around the tree. There we go. Now getting down towards the point where I turn off, but there are some more obstacles. Usually cars parked along here in the middle of the pavement. In fact, there's one reversing across it now. Driving up a slightly wide pavement. It crosses between some parking areas and the road, which is not helpful. There are also, goodness knows how many bins parked up at the side here. And one of the last main obstacles, I know where this one is. I've walked, always bumped into it before. I'll hit it with a cane so you can hear it. There we go. It's a big N-shaped metal structure behind a bus stop. No idea what it's for, except for banging knees on and hurting oneself. Okay, it's quite a busy junction this. Thankfully I don't have to cross it. Instead I'm going to turn right away from this busy road. I do though have to cross the cycleway once more. We should have finished because I've just gone across some corduroy tactiles again. But there are still some white lines there. Most confusing. Here I've got traffic queuing to my left. There's a garage with car showrooms to my right. Sun glinting off them, off the cars. Although the sun is low enough now that it's not causing such an issue for me. It's also blocked in the main by buildings around here. I don't know why I was looking left and right there, because this entrance appears to be blocked by bollards anyway. More tactiles protecting that crossing. That isn't a crossing. I'm getting there now. One more road, one more major-ish road to cross, and then on the home straight. That car gone, feels pretty quiet. I shall step across. Now on the other side, continuing alongside the same road. In this light now, this light dimming, I can't see the edge of the pavement brilliantly, but one clear sign of where it is a double yellow line. I'm looking at that as my guide. I haven't actually had to use the cane an awful lot, save for demonstrating to you where certain obstacles were. Given another half an hour or so, I think I'd be using it to find obstacles or to guide myself. And I just walked past them and didn't notice them at all until they wafted past. It shows how easy it is potentially to walk into people. Quite often people walk past without me noticing, or only noticing once they're past me or as they go past. Just hope that they spot me. Just crossed over the final road and I really am on the home straight now. Looking forward to a spot of dinner and listening to the radio. What a fun evening we have in store. Sounds of the city, apart from that siren dimming away behind me. I can hear a fountain in the distance that the wind may be masking it. Home sweet home. If I can find the door.